Last October, Michael Pollan published a letter to the president in the New York Times. Pollan is a sort of agricultural policy gadfly. His open letter to the president was full of big, policy-wonkish ideas about how to encourage local food production. But Pollan also wrote a smaller suggestion. NPR's Terry Gross picked up on it.
You would like the next president to, instead of having a White House lawn, to basically have a White House garden, which the president set an example for the rest of us by having this, garden of locally grown foods.
Now, why is that preposterous, Terry? I mean, I think that that actually is one of the more practical things I proposed.
Pollan went into how the president could even share some of his veggies with food banks.
You have this powerful image of the White House feeding Americans. What could be better than that?
Some people heard this interview or read Pollan's article, and they thought, right on, there should be a White House farmer. Well, one family from central Illinois was especially intrigued. Tara Brockman talked about it with her father and sister.
Well, you know, that's a great idea, but why don't we bring it down to earth and make it real?
Basically, you translated this into reality through a contest on a website, whitehousefarmer.com, as I understand it, right?
Yeah, we figured it was a way that we could get it out nationally with very little time or money and ask people all across the country, who do you think might be a good White House farmer, and have people nominate their farmers.
Now, Brockman built her website even though President Obama never even talked about the idea of a White House farmer. But Brockman is hopeful because the White House actually has an agricultural past. At one time, sheep grazed on the White House lawn, and during World War II, Eleanor Roosevelt grew a victory garden there.
It's not like this is so way out there. And really, whatever the president does is pretty symbolic, and people do pay attention.
People paid attention to WhiteHouseFarmer.com anyway. The site gathered around 57,000 online votes in just a few days. And exactly who is the unofficial new White House farmer? Well, that would be Claire Strader from Madison, Wisconsin. Strader invited me to see the land she works.
We're at Troy Gardens, which is a parcel of land in the city of Madison on the north side. I actually haven't seen the farm for a few months because the snow has been so deep.
Well, can we get closer to the farm area?
Yeah.
Strader is the head farmer at Troy Gardens. She trains city people to grow food here, and she also makes the soil fertile through organic farming techniques.
You can just start to see now that green flush over the whole field. That's our cover crop of rye, and it looks really good, so I'm happy to see it.
Could you tear yourself away to go to D.C. and leave all this behind?
It would be difficult to pick up and leave it behind, but it would also be, in the case of the White House farm, such a tremendous honor and also so much potential to spread the good word about organic agriculture and the positive impacts that can have on our country in the future. So it would be hard to accept and hard to reject.
Even with a White House farmer chosen for him, President Obama still hasn't said anything about the idea. But Strader says she and some top contest vote-getters are trying to sway him anyway, even if he'd pick someone else to run the garden. Strader says she loves the idea of cucumbers and zucchinis growing at the White House, even if she's not there to pick them. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Aldi.